But no, his response is that he hopes so. I think that's the key thing in all this. For all the suffering that he's got, you got someone who, when you tell him about Jesus and the resurrection, he says, I hope so. Meaning not like, oh yeah, I'm hoping so, but more like, oh, I'm not really so sure about that. Right? And I think that's something to key in on here as we answer this. Now, if I'm going to give a prescription for what you should do with him or he should do, the Sons of Solomon prayers as daily prayers, which you say because you're baptized and therefore they're your prayers and they're always true and there's no freedom for you to doubt this because Jesus is King, like to do that with him in his hearing on some level. Now, he may four times a day may not be able to do it, but to put that in his hearing in the evening, to call him and do the one of them, the dinner time or the before bed one, or maybe in the morning, you start the morning every day with the same one. The pattern of prayer that is given there in the Psalter is a recipe for conviction and certainty over time. Now, you can do that just with the Psalter in general, just have him read the Psalms. It doesn't sound like he's going to be very much of a self-starter here on this. And so, you know, again, it's not about this verse or that verse is really going to fix it. There's all sorts of comforting verses in the Bible. The issue is that when you talk to him about it, he resists believing for some reason. Now, there's probably lots of reasons why. What I think is most important then is for you to know that you have the right and the freedom to not take his doubt for an answer. So when he says, I hope so, you can say, no, you know so. And when he can say, when he says, I'm not so sure, you can say, but Jesus is, and that's good enough for you. You can just overpower him with certainty. And you don't have to have it only be your certainty. You have the freedom to say it's certain for him too. This is the beauty of the gospel. No. You don't get to hope so. You get to know so. That is the fact. Okay. You won. He just had more faith than before. Before he was doubting, now he's like, okay, that's called amen, right? It wasn't a strong amen, but it was like moved in that direction. So use your certainty with intentional emotion to shove him toward certainty. You might ask the question at some point, you know, I hope so. Well, do you believe in Jesus? Like you said, you think he does. No. Do you believe in Jesus? Well, yeah, I believe in God. No. Do you believe in Jesus? I didn't ask if you believe in God. Do you believe that Jesus is God? Oh, yeah, I believe that. Well, then you know so. You don't hope so. You know so. And you just, this is law gospel par excellence. This is about rightly dividing the word of truth. It has nothing to do with whether or not you're able to like manipulate them in some way. It has everything to do with you just overwhelming them with the word, which is a promise, which is certain. Are you baptized? You're baptized. Then you don't get a choice. Jesus chose you. Deal with it. You'd be amazed on for the weak conscience how well this works. It's not going to work with an unbeliever. Like hit them with water. Oh, you don't get a choice. You got to believe now. Like it's not going to trick them into believing. But for that little faintly glimmering wick that's barely hanging on, you promising and promising and promising and promising, it's going to burn up a little bit. Now, if he doesn't believe at all, that's a different thing, right? So what I can't tell you is whether he's got a faintly glimmering wick or whether he's in fact just blowing smoke, okay? But the solution to the faintly glimmering wick is to fan it into flame with all sorts of promises. And that means not taking doubt for an answer. They don't get to doubt to you. They can go doubt in the corner if you want, but you don't get to doubt in my hearing. I'm going to tell you that it is certain for you. Well, I hope so. You know so. Well, I know so doubtfully. Right? Like, no, you're baptized. I'll see you later. And you come back, do it again the next day or next week, whatever time. And you just drop it, right? And that do you really believe? Not really, but do you believe question? Like you're fishing for, like as soon as he says yes, just latch on. Be like, well, then you don't get a doubt now. I mean, obviously you're going to doubt all the time, but you don't get to. You don't get to hold on to it. It's not up to you to get to doubt. You're going to have doubt. You get to fight the doubt. But no, you don't get to like talk to me about the doubt. Mm-mm.